and we welcome you at halftime here at Goodman Stadium on campus at Lehigh University. Eddie Acapinti along with you for the halftime broadcast. My partner, Matt Harmon, stepping aside for a well-deserved couple of minute break as he carried you through the entire first half here of the Monmouth's 20th season of football opener against Lehigh. Hawks trail Mountain Hawks at halftime, 21-7. As before we get to the out-of-town scoreboard, we'd like to remind everyone that your 2012-13 Monmouth University tickets are on sale right now. Season and single game tickets as well as group packages are now available. Call now and ask how to spend your birthday with Shadow at a Hawks game or help your organization or group fundraise with MU. Affordable family fun entertainment is one call or click away at 732-263-5735 or hawktickets at monmouth.edu. 732-263-5735. Or Hawk tickets at monmouth.edu. As we now take a look around the scoreboard in the Northeast Conference, brought to you by Coke Zero. Coke Zero would like to remind you that it's real taste and no calories. Progress moving you forward with Coke Zero. And we'll take a look at this out-of-town scoreboard now in the Northeast Conference. In the second quarter, with a minute and 40 to go, Morgan State leads Sacred Heart down in Baltimore, 10-7. And right now, outside of Monmouth, the only game being played right now, and I'm sure Matt went over the Wagner score from last night, losing at FBS, Florida Atlantic, 7-3 down in Boca Raton, Florida. A couple of games that have yet to kick off. Marist visits Bryant at the 3 o'clock kick. Colgate visits Albany at 6 o'clock. St. Francis, Pennsylvania will visit James Madison in Harrisonburg, Virginia at 6 o'clock. Duquesne will visit Old Dominion also at 6. Central Connecticut State will visit Stony Brook at 6. And at 7 p.m., Robert Morris will kick off at the defending FCS champion, North Dakota State. Again, that game at 7 p.m. at North Dakota State team. That's the team that beat Lehigh last season in the second round of the tournament. I'd like to remind everyone for the latest information on Monmouth Athletics, visit the online home of the Blue and White at GoMUHawks.com. Your one-stop source for Monmouth news, statistics, schedules, videos, and more information of all of MU's 21 Division I teams. Check out the new virtual guide, which gives you information from the administration and the head coaches of each program, as well as their facilities, and also our new kids club, the Hawk Stars program, for 8th grade and under. Go to MUHawks.com, your official online home of the Blue and White. Now we'll take a look at the national scoreboard, the top 25 scores making news around the country. It is a busy opening weekend here in college football. Number 18, Ohio State, leading Miami of Ohio 21-3. That game's at halftime. Also at halftime, number 6, Georgia, 24, Buffalo, 16. Number 11, West Virginia on top of Marshall, 34-10. That game ready to kick off here in the second half. A couple of games that have yet to get started. Bowling Green visits number 23, Florida. Southern Mississippi visits number 17, Nebraska. Northern Iowa visits number 12, Wisconsin. Murray State at number 7, Florida State. Jacksonville State on the road at number 10, Arkansas. North Texas will take on the third-ranked LSU Tigers. Savannah State will visit Oklahoma State. Clemson at Auburn tonight. Missouri State at Kansas State. Hawaii begins the year at the number 1 team in the nation, the University of Southern California Trojans at 7:30. Wyoming will visit Texas. The big one, number 8. Michigan at number 2, Alabama on paper, but the game played in Cowboys Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Number 4, Oklahoma will visit Texas El Paso. Arkansas State will visit Oregon. And then a couple of games yet this weekend. Kentucky visits Louisville on Sunday. And on Monday, Georgia Tech will visit Virginia Tech. We'll step out now. 1 minute timeout when we come back. I'll take a look at the first half statistics. And we'll do so right here on your official online home and your official broadcast home of Monmouth Athletics, the Shore Sports Network.
Crazy House Customs is a New Jersey-based custom performance parts retailer, installer, and tuning shop. Established in 2007 and part of the industry for over 15 years, Crazy House Customs offers the best products in the industry at the best prices with the best service guaranteed. They specialize in street, off-road, and track performance for vehicles of any make and model. Give them a call at 732-951-9111 or visit them online at crazyhousecustoms.com. Present their ad from the Monmouth Football Game Day program on sale at Kessler Field on game days and receive a special MU discount.
The Asbury Park Press brings the Monmouth and Ocean County sports scene to life. Only the Asbury Park Press covers local teams, players, and schools like the Monmouth Hawks, both on and off the field. For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the press. To subscribe to the Asbury Park Press, give them a call at 1-800-822-9779 or visit app.com/subscribe. The Asbury Park Press, your news any way you want it, wherever you are. Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Stay connected with the Monmouth University Hawks through a variety of social media outlets, like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook, follow at MU Hawks on Twitter, and visit youtube.com/Monmouth Hawks for videos with MU coaches, players, and more. You can find every social media page associated with MU Athletics in one place. GoMUHawks.com/connect. Stay connected with the Hawks and join the online conversation today. Still halftime here at Goodman Stadium. Monmouth trails Lehigh, the number 11 team in the nation, 21-7 on a beautifully sun-splashed, extremely hot afternoon on this, the first Saturday in September. Take a look at the first half statistics, and it was all Lehigh again. They lead 21-7. The Mountain Hawks compile 14 first downs, very balanced. They gain 106 yards on the ground, 140 through the air as Michael Colvin goes 14 out of 23, tosses a couple of touchdowns to go along with one interception. Lehigh outgained Monmouth more than 2-1 in that first half, 246-110. They held the ball for 17 and a half minutes, and they converted 3 of 7 third down. Zach Barkett, 10 carries, 57 yards, and a touchdown. Colvin, 6 carries for 42 yards. Keith Sherman had a couple of carries for 8 yards in that opening half. Brian Spadola, 8 grabs, 72 yards. Hasn't had the big play like he did last year, but being very solid in the possession game. Lee Kirkus, 2 catches, 30 yards, and a score. Derek Knott, another touchdown, 2 grabs, 15 yards. And Matt Anderson had 1 catch for 14 yards. Tim Divers with a couple of punts, a 47-yard average. Jason Suggs had 3 punt returns for 52 yards in that opening half. And Nigel Muhammad and Isaiah Campbell led the way with 4 tackles apiece for Lehigh. The Mountain Hawks scored first in this contest on a Michael Colvin 5-yard run. They took a 2-touchdown lead after Colvin hit Derek Knott for 19 yards with 4:22 to go in the opening quarter. Monmouth cut that lead in half at 14-7 under Julian Hayes' 1-yard touchdown run, capping an 8-play 58-yard drive, taking 3 minutes and 21 seconds off of the clock. And then Lehigh had the final score in that opening half. Kirkus, a 25-yard pass from Colvin, capped off a 5-play 36-yard drive, making it 21-7. We'll look at the Monmouth University statistics. The Hawks had 6 first downs in that opening half. MU was balanced. They didn't gain many yards, but they were indeed balanced. 16 carries for 58 yards. Kyle Frazier was 9 of 16 for 52 yards, had an interception in the first half, was also sacked once. The Hawks only converted 1 of 8 third down. They did score their only opportunity in the red zone, holding the ball for 12 minutes and 30 seconds. Tristan Roberts had a pair of catches for 24 yards. Neil Sterling, 2 grabs, 17 yards. Tyler George, 2 catches for 8 yards. A.B. Asante led the way on the ground. 5 carries, 43 yards. Kyle Frazier had 7 rushing yards. Julian Hayes, slow starting. 5 carries, 5 yards. Didn't have the only touchdown in the half for the Hawks. Colin Cooper led the way defensively with 6 tackles. Andrew Sutton, Bill Laucich with 4, and Jeremy Rodriguez had 3 tackles in the opening half of football. It's 21-7 Lehigh, and a first half that Monmouth did have some good moments. They had a couple turnovers in that game. In the first half, Reggie Hildebrand Jr. with an interception. They had a fumble recovery as well. Asante looked great carrying the football early. Kyle Frazier still a little rusty. Again, his first game action since the 5th game of last year as he continues to come back from that torn ACL. Health-wise, he's fine. But as you heard in that first half from my broadcast partner, Matt Harmon, timing still an issue. Let's step out now. 1 minute timeout. When we come back, we'll survey the Monmouth University athletics team, and we'll do it right here on your home for the Hawks for football and basketball season, the Shore Sports Network.
Hey, Monmouth University, Sonic Drive-In is now open just minutes away from campus in Tinton Falls. Sonic burgers, breakfast burritos, tots, onion rings, real ice cream, hot dogs, and thousands of drink flavors are only 15 minutes away. All drinks and slushes are half price every day from 2 to 4 p.m. Bring your ticket stub from today's game to the Tinton Falls Sonic. Buy one burger and you'll get one for free. Open until midnight. The Tinton Falls Sonic is located right off Route 35 in the A&P Shopping Center.
Top It Frozen Yogurt Bar is the official frozen dessert of Monmouth University Athletics and a sponsor of Hawkstars, MU Athletics' new kids club. With two great locations at 638 Ocean Avenue in Long Branch and on Main Street in Freehold, Top It invites you to treat yourself nice today with their delicious frozen yogurt and fresh toppings. Present your game ticket at the counter and receive 10% off of your order. And keep your eyes open around Monmouth's campus for their new Yogurt Mobile, a fully functioning, on-the-go frozen yogurt supplier. Visit them online at topitnj.com.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Atlantic Physical Therapy, with locations in Toms River, Manchester, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. All of their physical therapists are former high school and college athletes, and they know what it takes to get injured athletes of all levels back in the game. Visit them online, AtlanticPTCenter.com. Quickly take a look around the Monmouth University athletics team, as this is the opening day of the 20th season of football for the Monmouth Hawks. They trail number 11, Lehigh, 21-7 here at the half. Let's quickly survey what's going on. This is the first day of September. Cross country in action this morning at Thompson Park. Both the men's and women's teams at Monmouth University both finished third. The Hawks field hockey team fell to Rutgers last night on campus at So Sweet a Cat Field in their Stick It to Cancer initiative contest, annually contested between the Hawks and the Scarlet Knights, their neighbors to the north. Women's soccer, with one win so far this season, they defeated St. Peter's 4-3. Continue checking the scores. The Hawks fell their last time out to Seton Hall. The men's soccer team right now, undefeated, receiving votes in the national polls. The Hawks defeat Ryder last night 2-0. They're back at it tomorrow night on Hawk Vision on GoMUHawks.com. They will take on the Hofstra Pride at 7 p.m. live on the Great Lawn on campus at Monmouth University. Women's soccer fell, my mistake, Seton Hall was two games ago, Boston University last night, 2-0. That field hockey score was 4-1. Coach Figlio's team still looking for their first victory of the year. They fell to Syracuse, Hofstra, in addition to Rutgers as well. The women's soccer lost to Rutgers to begin things this year. They defeated St. Peter's 4-3 before losing 3-0 to Seton Hall and 2-0 to BU last time out. And again, we look ahead to the men's soccer team's game tomorrow night against Hofstra, 7 p.m. live on the Great Lawn on campus at Monmouth University. Football team trails number 11, Lehigh, 21-7, and missed the first game of the 20th season of football here at Monmouth University. We're going to step out a two-minute timeout. You'll be rejoined by my normal broadcast partner and your solo captain for today's broadcast, Matt Harmon. Again, the Hawks trail the Mountain Hawks by 2 touchdowns. Matt will bring you the rest of the way, and it'll be right here on your home for Monmouth University Athletics, the Shore Sports Network.
The Asbury Park Press brings the Monmouth and Ocean County sports scene to life. Only the Asbury Park Press covers local teams, players, and schools like the Monmouth Hawks, both on and off the field. For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the press. To subscribe to the Asbury Park Press, give them a call at 1-800-822-9779 or visit app.com/subscribe. The Asbury Park Press, your news any way you want it, wherever you are.
Scala's Pizzeria, located two blocks from the Long Branch Boardwalk at 88 Bryan Avenue in vibrant West End, is your spot for great pizza and more just minutes from Monmouth University's campus. Present your game ticket at the counter and get 5% off of your total order. Stop in now and get two large plain pies and a 2-liter soda for just $19.99. Give them a call at 732-222-8728 or visit them online at scalaspizzeria.com. Scala's Pizzeria, where family and friends meet to eat.
Carrabba House is an award-winning responsible breeder of world-renowned bloodline German Rottweilers. Carrabba House Rottweilers have won many awards, both in the U.S. as well as internationally. Their breeding methods incorporate the latest science of nutrition, health, and character development, operating in world-class facilities and staffed by experts passionate about their craft. Carrabba House understands that it's the starting point for lasting companionships. Puppies and adult dogs are now available. For more information, call 646-660-1626 or visit them online at carrabbahouse.com. First Atlantic Federal Credit Union is proud to be an official partner of Monmouth University Athletics. With conveniently located branches serving Monmouth and Ocean counties since 1935, it's easy to see why First Atlantic was voted the best credit union in the two counties. Visit FAFCU.com or talk directly to a team member at 732-380-3600 to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. Membership is open to all Monmouth University students, faculty, and alumni. Call today and ask about First Atlantic's special Hawk program, which features free checking and online banking.
The Monmouth Hawks are leaders on the field, just as Barnabas Health is New Jersey's healthcare leader. Barnabas Health has New Jersey covered with great facilities all over the state, including Monmouth Medical Center and Children's Hospital in Long Branch, Kimball Medical Center in Lakewood, and the Behavioral Health Center and Community Medical Center in Toms River. Premier Healthcare is one call or click away at 1-888-724-7123 or barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary. Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we welcome you back here from Goodman Stadium on a warm Saturday afternoon from Pennsylvania, where the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh leading the Hawks of Monmouth 21-7. Thanks to my buddy Eddie Akinfenwa for carrying you through. Halftime, he'll rejoin us at the post-game show as well. Went through the stats for you. The one that really jumps out at me is the total plays for Monmouth offensively. 32 for just 110 yards. Got to be a bit better than that. Maybe take a couple of more cracks down the field. And the defense, which after giving up 14 straight points to Lehigh, able to really kind of keep the Mountain Hawks at bay. That last touchdown, have to see if that was a bit of a backbreaker, because you got to figure, okay, you're going to start the second half off. If you can put something up and score and tie it up at 14, then you've got a whole new ball game. Now if you get the first point, it just cuts it to a one-possession game. Kyle Frazier's numbers, okay, in his return, 9 of 16, doesn't have the one interception. For 52 yards with a long of 12. Michael Colvin, very impressed with him making the start, taking over for the All-American Chris Lum. 14 of 23 for 140 yards, has the two touchdowns, has worked the ball around very well using four different receivers. And Ryan Spadola, who we know a lot about from watching him last year, just right back to where he was a season ago. 8 catches, 72 yards. He is a tough assignment. Reggie Hildebrandt Jr. basically following him all over the field. And though Spadola hasn't really done anything spectacular in terms of game-changing plays, he's been very consistent. And anytime you can have 8 catches in a half, you are certainly doing something right. Teams have made their way back onto the field. We'll step out and take one 60-second timeout. When we come back, we'll have the start of half number two. Lehigh 21, Mama 7. You're listening to Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network.
Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and features one of the area's best ocean views while you dine. Voted the best restaurant in Monmouth and Ocean Counties in 94.3 The Point's Restaurant Madness Contest, Rooney's features an eclectic menu that will satisfy any taste. Bring your ticket stub from today's game to Rooney's and receive 20% off your food bill. Visit them online at rooneysocean.com or give them a call at 732-870-1200.
The Monmouth Hawks are leaders on the field, just as Barnabas Health is New Jersey's healthcare leader. Barnabas Health has New Jersey covered with great facilities all over the state, including Monmouth Medical Center and Children's Hospital in Long Branch, Kimball Medical Center in Lakewood, and the Behavioral Health Center and Community Medical Center in Toms River. Premier Healthcare is one call or click away at 1-888-724-7123 or barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary. Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Couple of reminders for you here on the Shore Sports Network. We were back at it on Tuesday for the first edition of the 2012 Kevin Callahan Mama Football Show. High school activity starting Thursday with our preview show. And then Friday, our first high school game of the season before we're back at it, Mama style, next Saturday afternoon from Kessler Field. Jake Perion to kick off to begin the second half of play from the right hash mark. Another deep end-over-end kick. Pollard a couple yards back in the end zone. Will take a knee. Thought he would take a stab at running this one out, but Monmouth will take it from the 25-yard line, where it will be first down and 10 for MU. Important series of downs coming up here for Monmouth, as obviously getting some points back on the board. And I think you want to make sure that you can stick right around, you know, a score down if you can. You don't want to have this game get out of hand, as it did last year in really the third quarter when Lehigh came out after halftime and kind of broke the game wide open. Frazier will operate from the shotgun, send Hayes off to his right. Three wide receivers into the game, Sumlin and Sterling up top, Roberts off to the left. Here's Tyler George at the 30-yard line, can't hang on to it, broken up by Sam Lockery. It'll set up a second and 10. George, a couple of catches in that first half, had a very good season a year ago, 36 catches between George, Roberts, and Sterling. Bring back a lot of firepower of players that saw considerable time last year. Take those 53 catches that Pollard had out a year ago. And Mama should be up to speed offensively. Second down and 10 coming up right now. Frazier operating again from the shotgun. Drops back. Little shovel pass inside for George, who will make his way off to the right side and pick up about 7. Take it out to the Lehigh 32-yard line, where Malik Mama with a third down and 3. 30 seconds into our third quarter, Asante checks into the game along with Hayes. First time we've seen two of them in the game at the same time. And Asante gets a big gainer here out of the 45-yard line. Tackled at the 48. He will get a first down for Monmouth. 16-yard pickup. And MU getting their first down here of the second half. KB Asante has really been the spark plug of this Monmouth offense so far here today. Now up over 50 yards worth of ground attack. Pandorf into the game. He and Hayes will set up in an offset eye look to the left of Frazier. Kyle wants to throw. 3 in the pattern. Now in trouble. Running off to his left. Stops. Floats one for Roberts, who will come back and make the catch. Credit Frazier for staying alive. Credit Roberts for making the adjustment and coming back to help his quarterback out. It'll be a first down for Monmouth, and the ball will be spotted at the Lehigh 35-yard line. Sometimes you've got to improvise, and Frazier able to do it that time. Same set. George tight end right, Sterling up top that way, Roberts staying back to the left. Here's the give off, tackle to the left side for Hayes. Best run of the day for Julian as he breaks off a tackle and runs out of bounds to the near sideline, picks up 8, maybe 9 yards down to the 26-yard line. We'll call it second and one. He's certainly more of a downhill runner. Needed that one, as he has struggled so far here in some limited carries. Pandorf and George, tight end wing set off to the left side of the formation. Frazier wants to throw. Pumps once, looks for Sterling in the end zone, and just out of reach. Sterling looked like he stopped the pattern for a second. He was open, and it will be registered as an incompletion. But like the play call, on second and short, put up something down the field. Lamar Davenport comes into the game, gives Sterling a breather. 13:05 to go on a third down and one. Hayes and Pandorf set up to the right this time of Frazier. Hayes will get the carry. He'll have a first down and a bit more. Down to the 21-yard line, gain of about five. Tackled by the nose man, Sajid Chikani. Davenport and Roberts will stay in. They will both set up to the right side of the formation with George tight end left and Pandorf set up as the H-back that side. Hayes is the single back, goes to the right here of Frazier. Frazier running option off to the right side, going to tuck it and run, lower the shoulder and take it down to the 15-yard line for a gain of close to five, maybe five and a half. Let's call it second down and a long four. New rotation of players coming in here for a moment. Good drive for the Hawks to open up this second half. Frazier taking his time, coming back up and sending the offense to the line of scrimmage. 10 on the play clock. Roberts in motion from left to right. He'll get it. Jet sweep to the right side. Dancing at the line of scrimmage and then drop for no gain. Maybe broke the plane, but certainly nothing more than that. Good pressure by Tom Bianchi. Sets up third down and a long four. Three wide receivers into the game here for MU. You'd have to almost think it could be four down territory. Sumlin and Roberts go to the left. Up top to the right is Sterling. Frazier checks the defense. Looking left under pressure. In trouble and will get sacked. Sam Lockery going on the middle linebacker blitz. Nobody picked him up. It'll be about a 7-yard loss, and I think that will end the discussion of four down territory. And on a fourth down and 12, Eric Spillane will come on for what will be a 39-yard field goal attempt. Peterson, the holder, this one from the right hash mark. Good snap, good hold, kick is up, spirals its way through the upright. So Spillane with a 39-yarder gets Monmouth some points out of the opening drive. Lehigh 21, Monmouth 10. We step out here for 30 seconds. Back with more Monmouth football. You're listening to the Hawks on the Shore Sports Network.